Blog Talk Radio.
That's why you knew you was going to be on the Blog Talk Radio show. Why you talk about a minute on your phone and you ain't... And
people can hear you. They only hear you.
Anybody on there? Well, they can't hear me then. My number ain't on the board? Well, why don't you use your phone then? You got some numbers on it. And call into the 515. And I'll see if I can do it like that. Call 515. Call in. To call in. And see if I can talk, if I can hear you. Or if you can hear the music play.
Assalamu alaikum. If you could hear me, you can hear me, press one on your phone. If you could hear me, press one on your phone. This, I mean. All right. Assalamu alaikum. All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Walaikum assalam.
I don't know if, okay, I can hear you. You can hear me. But I don't know if anybody else. 404-452-3312. Can you hear me? The host... Who's Akbar? Is that Akbar? 452?
Yeah.
3312. Yeah, that's Akbar, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a message that I'm getting from, that I got from Blog Talk Radio. This is a message just right here. I'm reading it right now. It says, we are aware of issues connecting to and running live broadcasts. Our engineers are hard working on a resolution. Yeah, so they've been... trying to get it together too, you know what I mean? I don't know what's happening.
What?
But Akbar, can you speak up? Are you able to say something? Are you able to be heard? Brother Akbar.
I can't hear him either. Could you hear me?
I can hear you, Shuja. I can hear you.
But you can't hear Akbar. When I called there, he was talking to Sister Dahlia.
He was talking to Dahlia?
Yeah. And
I'm coming later.
On the line. Oh, okay.
I'm coming later.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
he's right here. This is cooked up to mine, to my telephone number.
Oh, okay.
Because he wasn't here
right.
To sign in. So now he's signed over to his number, if, you know, put his number on here if he wants to. But there's nobody on the board. Nobody's on the board except for he and I.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Suja's on there now. Suja's on there now.
Okay.
And who? Muhammad.
Did you hear that statement?
And Brother Amin is on.
Did you hear that statement I just read from Blog Talk Radio?
Yes. Yes, I did.
We are aware of issues, and they're hard working on it.
They are aware of issues, and they are hard working on it. Right. But we're in now. Uh-huh. We was able to get in at 4:30. Well, 7:30. Right?
Yeah. So,
So,
you know, maybe they'll give us a deal or something.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, all praise be to Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
Now,
is using your telephone, Sister Dael? You trying to get on his telephone? Oh, he can't hear me.
Dael? As-salamu alaykum, Sister Dael?
I received that picture that you sent.
I haven't really been able to really just talk about it, but
okay, no problem.
Yeah, he showed up. He and his wife. Everyone,
I'm on the board. I got it. Yeah. I'm in. Okay. Okay. Crazy. Okay. Bismi la rahman rahim achadwi la ya Allah achadwi la ba Muhammadan tuwala only bear witness and I testify there is no god but one god. Proper name is Allah.
1, 2, 3.
He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation to test the human being. He has tested the human being with knowledge and understanding coming from the book and the final book recorded in the Quran, which is about the Prophet Muhammad, the love, who is the seal of Allah. The Prophet that Christ Jesus spoke about will come and lead us in all truth. So we're here tonight on this Box Talk Radio station, calling people back to the oneness of God. Calling people back to the human characteristics that God put into the human being, and that's to obey God. That's to live a life of respecting God who created all of us. So we here tonight. We got an age-old problem of racism, and we know who started. We know how we can go about getting rid of it. And all the good of this earth to really get rid of this problem. But we're working on it. We're working on it. So we here, excuse me for a pause in the talk. So we here tonight to continue to work on this problem so we can get rid of, so we can live on earth in peace. We thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet. He brought the final revelation. And in the revelation, it speaks about making image, calling someone God. God is not a man or woman. God is the creator of man and woman. And God is one who lives, and God is one who never died. He never was a baby, and he never had a baby. He is the creator of the human being. The tester. We all own this earth to test us, made us different. so we can learn from each other. And once we learn the good things of each other, we both to go ahead and not be want to terminate or destroy one another. That's not the character, or that's not the nature God put in the human being. But when the human being is not in the pattern that Almighty God have created him or her to be, they can be the most corrupted creature on this earth. So no animal got an atomic bomb. No animal got a gun that shoots 100 times and quickly removed it. So no animal got it. Only the human part and the human being been using these weapons on each other. So we here tonight trying to come to common terms, working together, removing the false image of God. So we thank the Black Talk Radio Station finally let us come on and come together and work on this issue. So we can mute your phone and
brother, I mean. All right, Mr. Almin.
So we the human being is the most common that God has created. He has created the human being. This earth is the testing ground. This earth is the ground that we be tested on. We pass it through. We going to die. And when we die, we going back to the Creator for judgment. Ain't no in and buts about it. We're going to leave him. When Allah says it's over with, then it's over with. You cannot delay what Allah says. When something is over with, it's over with. So we understand that. So we're working to get to the paradise, to get to the Jannah. And how do we do that? By doing what Allah has asked us to do. Allah has asked us to be kind to each other, to be good neighbors, not to steal, not to lie, not to fornicate, not to cheat, not to backbite, not to disrespect each other's property. All these things that Allah has instructed us to do. If we follow these instructions, we won't be perfect, but we will be in better shape with our Creator, because he has warned us of that. He has warned us through the loss of other people, like Pharaoh. Pharaoh was refusing at one time to submit to the truth, and the truth was given to him by Moses. He wouldn't submit. But what that caused him, it caused him his army, caused him a lot of people in his family, because he went to submit. So he went to submit. And so because he went to submit, he caused a lot of people to lose their life. And the people that he called to lose their life, the people who wouldn't submit along with him, they followed him. Disrespect for the Creator. And so once they followed the disrespect for the Creator, they got grounded, they got destroyed, and that's what bad leadership do. Bad leadership will lead you into a hole that you can't get out. Lead you to a hole that you can't get out. So praise be to Allah. May Allah continue to bless us to grow and keep us safe. And we pray for the brothers and sisters of Pakistan, we pray that the Jews, the ungodly Jews stop killing the children, the babies, the women. See, one thing
we have done as Muslims, we have instruction on who to kill and why we should kill them. We don't kill no babies and no human being, no civilized human being would kill a baby. He would kill women. We kill old people. We kill the animals. They said Buffalo Bill killed all the buffaloes, and because of that, he called the animals. He called the people, called the Native Americans, to starve to death because he killed up all the buffaloes. What kind of person would think of doing an evil thing like that? Kill up all the buffalo. Well, we got people like that. We got people in this world who have no respect for human life, for the quality of human life. And they call disbelievers or misbelievers or never going to believe us. These people became the worst of creatures. And because of that, we're here tonight because those same people have raised up an image, raised up an image and called it God, have raised up someone look like them and put it all over the planet Earth and said, this is God's son. This is God's crew. This is the son God too. And God picked this son out of all the people in the world. He picked this son here. But we know that's a lie. We know that was a bald-faced lie. Why? It don't make sense. Why would the creator of this creation, out of all the people in the world, pick one people, out of all the people, why they had to be the people that caused most of the problems in the world? The one who have dropped atomic bomb on people. Talking about Caucasian brothers. I'm talking about Cain, killed Abel. I'm talking about that. So we here tonight, we pray that what we have to say may be some benefit. And pray that we can straighten out some of the mess that we've been put in. That we come and that we change this ugly picture that this world has put us in and allowed us to grow up in. So I have another brother who's in the queue, and I'm going to bring him up and let him come in and share with us his thoughts on what we can do about this situation. I'm going to bring up Brother Sue John, another member of the Blog Talk Radio station. We'll bring him up. Brother Suja, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.
I talk long
time. Yes, sir.
Talk your time. You got it.
Okay, then. Alhamdulillah. I owe the blame in the Shaitan Rajin. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet and messenger of Allah, and he's God's servant. We'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Man, it's just happening. You can't cut the television on. You know, you can't have no kind of peace. When you look up, they talking about starting another war. They talking about attacking and dropping bombs on somebody else. You know, it's just going on. And guess who's in all this mess? America. She in all of it. up to her chin, she and all of it, you know. And this incident, this situation, it might start a wall, might be a wall. America might be having a wall with one of the countries, Muslim countries, you know. So America's saying that the country attacked her, you know, Iran, and that she gonna retaliate, you know. And it's on the news they say that the base, that Iran base, is in Syria. So, you know, if America attacked Iran, she attacking Syria at the same time, because the base is there in Syria, you know. But that's what's going on now. You know, we might have, it might be a wall with Iran, you know. And we don't know whether or not we don't know whether or not Syria is gonna fight too, but if the base is in that country, you know, most likely she gonna jump in that too, you know, fighting against America. You know, just because you got all the weapons, you know, you had to be careful. You know, you can't. The devil will make you have a wall with all the countries, and just to see how you react to it. It'll be a test for you. You can't attack everybody that's attacked you. You know, you got to come at it different ways. Praise be Allah, since we are peacekeepers. Since we're supposed to be peacekeepers. Then it's right at the time of voting. You know, so we don't know what's going to happen as far as who's going to be the president. And see, I make that point. Because whoever be the president, that's what constitute whether or not they retaliate from it or not. Now, she don't have no nuclear wall, nuclear wall, you know. I mean nuclear weapons, pardon me. She don't have that, you know. I don't know about Syria. I don't know what Syria got, you know. But you got these other countries now. They've been coming stressed out also, you know. They are attacking, you know. So we got to, you know, they said the gasoline went up, it cost more. So we can look for a whole lot of problems. We got to learn how to make peace. You know, we got to talk about peace. I noticed all this started happening after we said that we gonna apply for reparation. When we said that everybody wanted some money, from America. When we say that we going to get our reparation. So now they're able to say that they done spent a whole lot of money and we running out of money, our money is short. They're able to say these things, you know. But they won't say it. I know how to make them not say it. You know, don't spend all that money on Ukraine. Don't spend all that money on Israel. We spend billions of dollars on each one of these countries. You know, that's gonna mess with your bank account. That's real, brothers and sisters. If we want peace, we can't say that we want peace, and we making war right around the corner. During the time we talking about peace, and we're attacking another country. So this can be a test for America. And see, Israel is doing a whole lot of things that she can't back up. She's doing a whole lot of things that she can't handle herself. Her dependency is on America and Europe. That's who our dependency is on. So you're going to see her on the blog talk or on the television arguing with Ukraine and arguing with Israel and Pakistan. You're going to see them going through some confusion, you know. So it's stressed out. It's stressed out. America's stressed out. She's sending her ships out. She's saying that she's going to send some ships there towards Syria, you know. They own the TV talking about the election, you know. They got things that's going on here in America, you know, because America stay busy. She always got something going on, you know. So, you know, if you hooked up with a country like America, you know, it'll be hard for you to make a whole lot of the decision, you know, because you don't made a promise with a country that is a warlord, you know. They love to fight. They love to show what they done invented or what somebody else done invented. You know, and show how many weapons they got. They love to do that. That'll put fear into the end. You know. They'll close down shop and just take care of the wall. They'll close up. And brothers and sisters, we got to prepare ourselves. You know, we got to prepare ourselves for gas. We got to prepare ourselves for water. You know, you got to have that food, clothing, and shelter just in case something go down.
Huh?
And the way it's been set up, the way things has been set up, it seems like we got to get ourselves ready. You know, our cars are gonna be sitting in the driveway because it's not going. You ain't gonna be able to get no gas. You see. And they ain't gonna be able to get no food. And you know how terrible that situation is. Ain't nobody gonna starve. Everybody's gonna do what they're supposed to do as far as getting food in the house. And getting gas in the car. Because you don't have no gas in the car, you can't get around. So we also getting a chance to see our own situation. If something happened real serious, we're in bad shape. They had this young lady that was a Muslim, and she was talking about all the people that was American was talking about supporting Iran. I mean, Pakistan. So they was raising funds and doing everything that was necessary to support and help Pakistan. The American peoples. And the young girl was saying, Muslim, she was a Muslim. She was saying that you can't listen to what people are saying or some of the things they say on television, you know. But also they do have people talking against Pakistan. They not only talk against Pakistan, where they saying that, this is what they're saying. They're saying there on the Gaza Strip, they got a place where they got over, they got millions of people there in that area. And they all black Arabs, black Palestinians, and said that they live in an area. I forgot the name of that area. They're in the Gaza Strip. You know, it's about a million of them. And they live in the area there. And they said that they have a name for that area. I can't think of the name. But the names that they gave the people there in that area was saying that they were slaves. That was the name of it, the area that they're living in, there in the Gaza Strip. That's what the person said, you know. And then she got, and then the person got to telling us all these other things that as far as help. From the Pakistani peoples towards African American here in America, she was showing we didn't get none from none of them when we went through all what we went through. So you do have other people talking against the Palestinians, And you got people that's talking for the Palestinians in the sense that they're saying that the American, African-American peoples, they're raising funds and water and all these, those other things, and that they are supporting the Palestinians. So that's right there is something that we have to think about. You know, because it put you in a position where you got to make a decision, you know. And you got to make it a decision from a standpoint you got to think. Because you make a decision that you want to go against Palestine, then you make a decision, the possibility that you gonna have part in the death of the children there in Pakistan, the older folks there in Pakistan. We as Muslims, we can't kill children. We can't kill the older folk. We can't destroy the forest, the trees. There's rules and law for the Muslim, African American Muslim. There's rules. And you got most of the Muslim is obeying and following those rules. So it's a serious thing that is going on, and you got a whole lot of new things is popping up. Whole lot of new things is popping up. You know. And remember the ongoing thing, images in religion. You know, that's one thing that is ongoing. We asking for the removal of all racial images that attempt to portray God or anything in creation that they use in. To attempt to portray God, so you can't forget about that. That's ongoing. You know, we got a program on the radio almost every day where we're addressing this problem. This is a real problem. This problem can affect all the other problems. Racial images in worship, false worship. Remember the psychiatrists or the psychologists say that one of the main reasons of mental illnesses is false worship. So you have to think about that, you know. False worship. And see, that's hitting a whole lot of people. That's hitting a whole lot of people. When you're dealing with false worship, especially among the Christians, especially. They are deep into false worship because of what they did to the religion that Jesus is bringing, you know. And from the time that Christianity came into being, you had religion that was before Christianity, you know. And Christianity, basically what it's doing is bringing everything coming after, except Islam, it's bringing the other Christian religion together with the previous one, the one that they already have. But what's happening is that the religion that they are bringing together is false. It's not Christianity. It's not a real Jesus. It's not the same Jesus. So you got a big problem there. The American peoples, the majority of them is Christian. And the religion that they are portraying out there, the one that's more, is the strongest, and the one that they're mostly listening to, is the false idea of Jesus. That's the one got yes, it got your attention, and if anybody questions you on it, you can't answer the questions because it's a lie. And you can't make a lie into the truth. You don't have no answers for them. You know, if you ask them what Jesus said in the Bible, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. But now you tell me that Jesus is the Son of God, and some of y'all tell me that Jesus is God. But he made the statement in the Bible when one of the Sadducees called him good master, Jesus said, "Why thou hast callest me good? Only one is good, and that's the Father." And he missed the prayer. Jesus told his disciples to watch me while I pray. And he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven." He didn't say, "My Father, who art in heaven." He said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come." He pointed at God. He said, "God's kingdom come, not his kingdom." But that lie that they have, the new Christianity that they brought, you know, is saying that their whole talk is give yourself to Jesus. And Jesus is going to save you. But you got to believe that he died for your sin. You see? This is the new Christianity. Constantine and them other boys, they put that together. Paul, they put that together. But it's not the same religion that Jesus brought, you know. It's not the same religion that Christ Jesus brought. It's a different religion. So that's a big problem. You got a big problem. I don't see how Christianity can survive unless somebody that's come straight out and up front and clear up the false ideas that they give in reference to Jesus and in reference to Christianity. If they don't correct that, big problem. And I hate to see that. Big problem. You got so many hard-working Christians You got so many Christians that believe in the lie. They sincerely believe in it. If it wasn't for people like Allah sent us, where you can get a different opinion, where you can look at what you got, all Christianity would have been in bad shape. So you all better thank God that God is giving you the true message. And Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. If we were not here with the truth, you think you got a problem now with homosexuality. If we were not here with the truth, I think you'll see the fire coming. You'll be so close to the hellfire, you'll see the fire. So we out here on a regular basis. We out here. So we're thankful to Allah. And we pray that we say things that is correct, that makes sense. Because our Christian brothers and sisters is in real trouble. Big trouble. You know, we at the time right now where it said in Christianity, out of the Bible. About recognizing that you're in the judgment. They say that you see walls and you hear about walls and rumors of walls. And that's what's going on right now. So we got to be in the judgment. So praise be to God. We thank God for Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, for raising up Muslims, where we're not trying to convert people into being Muslim, but our job is to bring you the truth and make things clear to you. And we're asking you to talk to one of your Muslim brothers and sisters and ask them for a Quran, and I'm pretty sure they'll get you a Quran. And when you read that Quran, you'll know that you're having a conversation with God. You know this ain't no man wrote that. The majority of the people that read the Quran, they'll tell you the same thing that I just told you. You'll know that the word in the Quran is divine. It's from Almighty God. And they get straight to the point. They don't beat around the bush. You don't have a whole bunch of allegories and symbolisms signs and things like that in the Quran. The Quran come straight to the point. So brothers and sisters, we pray that we bought the truth. And if we said something wrong, we then get with us and straighten me out. But if I say something good and you happy about it, all praises is due to Allah. All praises is due to God, not to me. So I came to you in peace and going to leave you in peace. Of assalamu alaikum. You got it, Brother Akbar.
the young man upcoming. Anybody else want to come up? That's one. Come on in the queue, and we'll bring you up. Okay, Sue. Rocky, you have 15. Yes.
Salaam alaikum.
Well, they got your name.
That was a beautiful talk with our brothers just elaborated so that we can understand the strategy of Shaitan. And what we're talking about is a message that comes from Allah directly to elaborate in all detail to inspire not just the moral, the physical moral life, but to inspire that soul that Allah has created in that life. This message is powerful because it is the only message upon earth that is worthy of worshiping its maker. His blueprint, the one who has patterned life itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord and cherish and sustainer of all worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find through these strategies of Shaitan is to eliminate the human potential, or to eliminate the human soul. And you find one of the strategies of Shaitan is to hide behind religion and false worship within religion. Shaitan, as we know, is a deceiver. He's a deceiver. Now, this power of Shaitan did not and was not utilized in the kingdom. Shaitan outsmarted the idol worshipers, and he also outsmarted the atheists and anyone who believes in Allah have associates and partners. How come? As Shaitan was in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaitan believed in Allah. He did not believe in himself as God, or take Adam for a god, or any other creation Allah created as a god. No. He believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believed in Allah more than the atheists and the disbelievers and the ones who follow and worship idols upon earth. Shaitan is a believer. But Shaitan's ego had him to be disrespectful to his maker, to his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the commandments of Allah, by Allah's commandments. But Shaitan is a believer. We call it kufa. He knows the truth but does not practice. So Allah gave him his punishment before he got kicked out of the kingdom. He didn't give Adam his punishment. He gave Adam mercy by kicking him out of the kingdom and placing him upon earth, our father Adam. So we find out the interest of Shaitan, his interest was his ego to himself, to unmoral his thinking, to unmoral his character, to unmoral his life, of an excellent life. So Allah kicked him out. And as Allah kicked him out upon this earth, we know his strategies. His strategies. And we know that men imitate Shaitan more than they would imitate Adam or even Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. So the message that we're talking about is very, very serious. It's serious on an international court of justice. It's serious in democracy. It's serious in homeland. It's serious in throughout the world. This message is protected by the Constitution of America. Protected by the Congress shall make no law respecting or an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or a bridge to diminish or reduce in scope in no state. No state. The freedom of religion or of the press or the right of the people peaceably, to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance.
Yeah.
Policy or union grievance. So this is protected. What we're talking about is protected by America. It's protected by law. It was established by law. It was established by rights of the people, not just in America, throughout the world. So we find that we have enough evidence to take countries to court in a court of law for false worshiping deities. We have enough to prove our case and also to condemn anyone who's against this message of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One interest we find in Quran is the interest that Allah interests in his word. By protecting his word, by protecting his book, we find that the gospel and the Torah are not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala words. Allah did not want those books to remain upon this earth. You have little pieces. They say strolls or whatnot, whatever. Muhammad D. Very interesting speaker, elaborates on the Torah and the Bible and not words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that it's confusing to the people, and it was made to be confusing. It's more like a Da Vinci Code. We find that the ones Allah wants and guides, he guided them to Islam. We find that the Quran explains to mankind the difference of Allah's word and what's not Allah's word in the Bible. Bible meaning two books. Bi means two. Bul means books. The two books of the Bi, which is two. Bul, which is books. Is the Injel, I-N-J-E-E-L, and they call that the lost book. And we find the gospel is the other, the gospel. So we find within the truth of these two books, Allah utilized the Quran to keep the previous scriptures permanent of his words in Quran, so it would not mislead the servants of Allah. It's aspiration, it's motivation, it's joyful, it's not misery. It's to keep the spirit alive, not just to wake up, but it's to keep that wake up spirit in that body to motivate its body. Some use matter from the sun. That give off matter to Allah's creation, us as humans. and we look for each other to utilize this matter within ourselves, which is some people you define as happiness, joyful, uplifting. We use this to communicate with each other so that we can keep each other in an energetic, spiritual, powerful manner. It builds our character. It builds our characteristic. It builds us to a point where we see our spirits as innocents, matter of our past eyes, but we see us as innocent souls. We see us as glorifying Allah and utilizing His word to mankind and to us individually. We find that doing this, Sirat, Mustaqim, this path that we are on, we find that Shaitan waits and lies on this path. And sometimes he wants not the best of us, but he wants the weak of us. And then he tries to get the best of us. But these are tests. These are simple tests. These are simple tests. Some we pass, some we don't. Some make us insecure. Other tests make us very secure, and we overlook our faults and overlook our insecurities. And Allah does it again. He proves that His servant is worthy of His worship by securing their soul, securing their spirit, securing his mind, so that he can think clear, and so that he can protect himself against evil. So this message is very, very important. Very important. It's so important. It was the last prophet who delivered this message directly from Allah. So that we cannot just live a life without inspiring our souls, ourselves, but we can inspire others. Because Allah tells us, He says, we'll never get to the kingdom, ever. He tells us, He said, we cannot get to this kingdom if we don't want for our brothers what we want for ourselves. We're not talking about our women and wealth and your personal belongings. No. He's talking about that moral spirit of excellence. And how can you provide your own mentality, your own heart, with this spirit of excellence? We know that Shaitan is a miserable company. And we know that Shaitan does not express himself through Quran. He expresses himself through emotions. And sometimes you find yourself on an emotional roller coaster trying to get off of it. You will never be able to get off of that emotional roller coaster until you come into your logic sense, until you look into your heart and determine what type of decisions and choices you make throughout this life. It all comes from this message. It all comes from this beautiful message that Allah has gave to humanity. He didn't just give this message to the Muslims, dear brothers and sisters. He gave this message to the followers of Isa, Yahweh, Christ, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He gave this message to all of his prophets. But all of his prophets were searching for some type of excellence, some type of morality, some type of worship to satisfy not themselves, but to satisfy and please their Lord into this existence. We know that the best of the prophets is Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. We know that one of his journeys to the kingdom led Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he took off from Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. We know that his journey into the kingdom that he led all of Allah's prophets and messengers in prayer. And we pray that Allah bless his ummah as he blessed the ummah of Ibrahim to allow us for the Rasulullah to lead us in paradise and prayer. And me. That's one of our du'as. We know one of the tactics of Satan in America is oppressing the human soul. He oppresses it. How does he oppress it? Some he oppressed it as well. The well. Others he oppressed the food, homelessness, children, women, men, rent, business, gas, commodities, independent thinking, bohemian slave mentality, education, economics, and school, and so many others. And Satan have his hand on the mentality of the oppressed. And he wants more. Satan is very greedy. He wants more of oppression to other people, not just in America. We know from Imam Muhammad that human soul is oppressing through the Satan with no justice. People of Palestine, no justice. Iraq, Iran, no justice. Somalia, Egypt, no justice. Iraq, Iran, no justice. We find that these laws are giving to the leaders, dictatorship leaders, with no moral concept of life. Concept only as an animal to harbor, get things and put away. Even animals got better sense than the ignorance of the savages of these men who call themselves great leaders. Well, their moral life and their moral thinking and their hearts, Allah said their hearts are hard as rock. Allah said he has sent a seal.
1 minute.
On their ears. He has sent a seal on their ears. He has sent a seal on their eyes, ears. He said the worst of the seal is on their heart. And you see that their seal is on their heart. The seal is on their heart. And the only answer to this salvation is Quran. It's Quran. It's the way of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the only answer to every prayer. That's the only answer to the world's problems. There's nothing else. And we see that not just America, but all over the world need better leadership. It's up to you. Are you people, us, we the people, are going to demand it or fight for it? It's your decision. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got some lamb. Anybody else wants to say anything? Well, all you got to do, match one, come into the queue, and we'll cut your mic. Match one, come into your queue. You got others who on the board. All you got to do is match one, come into the queue. Nobody want to come into the queue?
Yeah, but Abba.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my wife want to read one of her poems.
Okay, she can read it. Okay.
Take a look.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. This is from my book called She Knows Her Worth. It can be found on Amazon.com. I have two books out. The poem that I'm going to read from this book is it's called It's More to a Woman. There is so much more to a woman than her physical appearance. There is more to understand, more to recognize, more to know about a woman. The beauty and elegance are great for the view, but what does her soul say to you? Does her heart remember God? Does she harbor anger and jealousy? But all a man can say is that she was a sight to see, her skin as flawless as the night sky and eyes as bright as stars. Is there not more to a woman? When character is overlooked, don't let actions be a surprise. There is more to a woman. Good looks should not be a disguise. Hidden beneath the flesh and bones lies the soul, lies the true self. So it's plain to see there's more to explore than the ins and out of a woman's body, more to observe than her physique. A beautiful creation indeed, no doubt that God created a woman miraculously from anatomy to physiology. But there's more to a woman, so much more to a woman, more than the eyes can see.
You got another one?
Yes, I can read another one. It's called Dreams of Paradise. Okay. This world is what I'm risking. My soul is on a mission. A woman of faith, I dare not hesitate or hide. Dreams of paradise, so living right while I'm alive. No worries or pain for the believers and righteous. Paradise awaits. Both good and evil must soon face their fate. Most dream of this dunya, slave for this dunya, turn against their own souls for the price of lavishing gold. I will stay bold. My soul remains free. My trust belongs to the Lord. I have dreams of paradise, yearning for the promise and keen on truth. I dream of dwelling where I will remain in youth. So in my youth, I choose not to stray, my heart fearful of the dreadful day. When the meeting will take place, the Lord will not haste to punish or reward. Keeping my mind focused, God's promise is in store. What this world has to offer is nothing compared to what God has promised. The present condition of this world leaves not the believers astonished. Dreams of paradise, so evil, I do admonish.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. That's real good. That's real good. Oh, that's beautiful.
With some substance to it.
Mm-hmm.
Some meaning to it. True meaning.
So come back tomorrow with men with more. Alhamdulillah. Well, I'm going to bring Brother Suja up. I know he got something to say. He's one of the co-hosts working too. Brother Suja.
One minute.
Brother Suja. That's a fake one. Brother Suja.
Was he waiting for her to say something? Excuse me. I'm trying to unmute it. Alhamdulillah. We'd like to thank Allah for blessing us. With good people that's coming in and just playing their talent. We thank Allah for that. And Alhamdulillah. I think that all what's happening, everything that's going on is gonna bring us more together. And Allah's gonna make sure we have the correct knowledge. And the spirit, the right spirit, you know, young people pick up good spirits. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the things that they have when they come from their mother. You know, the eyes you can pick it up. And then you just can feel them. So we thank Allah. We pray that we try to be constant, be consistent, and just keep steady. Keep studying, and they say repetition is what brings about it's what makes the thing perfect. You know, you do it over and over and over and over and over. You know, it brings about perfection. So we had to keep on practicing, and we sharpening ourselves up. You know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You don't have nothing to fear. You know, and you know the Quran. We got the best thing to work with. We got the Book of Allah, and then we follow. The seal of the Prophet Muhammad. It don't mean that you repeat everything that he say. It don't mean that. It means that you have the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad, but you can bring out the best that's in you. You know, you're not trying to duplicate nobody. You know, Allah won't show what you got in yourself. And we got to know that. We got to know that you're not trying to get like nobody. You know, and know that the individual. You know, we got to address. You have to address the individual need, and that was one thing our brother, man, Wafi Muhammad, brought up. You know, our position is to free the individual. See, and when you free that individual, you know, if you work at it like that. You wouldn't have no envy and jealousy. You won't have that envy and jealousy. So alhamdulillah, it's that time. I'm gonna turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. We're thankful to Allah for all you all.
Alhamdulillah. I just got the word, Brother Sujah, that they're working on this. On the engineers are working on the show, and we're gonna be here at 9:30. Got the message. We'll be in the
7:30.
We came on 7:30. We're going to 9:30.
We're going to 9:30. Okay. Well, alhamdulillah. That's a blessing.
Anybody want to say anything? Could you give the people your wife's name and Brother Araki, who gave us a beautiful poem?
The Saul.
Praise be to Allah. Yeah, I was thinking today, we thank Almighty God Allah for giving us the ability to communicate with each other and share ideas and everything. But thinking about our upbringing as Muslims, and Elijah, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and then, you know, Imam Muhammad talk about us coming to America and slavery and Jim Crow gave us as a community so much information, you know, about why we think this way and how we was done. So it gives us a kind of like a leg up on the community. I mean, no one really knows as much as us, as Muslims, you know. You know, because we was taught, we've been having about 80 years of leadership going back to Farad, Elijah Muhammad, and just a lot of leadership. I was thinking today, you know, my classroom is, you know, I teach these Latinos at this school, Ralph Bunch School. It's kind of like a Latino neighborhood now. And I teach, and these boys, they 13, 14 years old, and they wide awake. They're pretty smart kids. And they, you know, I tell them about Islam and Muslim and how long I've been a Muslim. So they always have a lot of questions. But today I was telling them about, you know, gangster rap and the culture and how these people, you know, I mean, I couldn't break it all the way down, but I could talk to my community, how they introduced that to us as part of our culture in order for us to turn on ourselves. Because I was thinking about all these big rappers and they talk about being a PIMP, you know, be a PIMP, be a pimp. You know, that just means that, you know, be a pimp for our own people, our own girls, our own women, you know. And I was thinking about all them songs about making a jack move and doing this and doing that. They ain't talking about doing that to no white folk. They, you know, they're talking about doing all this evil and wicked stuff and dirty, low-down stuff to African Americans, us, our people, you know. And you know, thinking about reparations and looking at the history and everything. And he may have said, yeah, they work on us like that. They work on us.
Yeah.
They're always coming up with some scheme, or some way to make us turn on ourselves. You know, defeat us as a people.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's always something. I was telling them boys today, I said, this little article I got, go back to 1990, 1991 or so, when they started with this gangster rap stuff, and they put this in all the record companies, all the entertainment companies, they all had gangster rap acts, you know what I mean, and all of them, be a thug, be a gangster, you know what I mean, be a killer, you know, be a dope dealer, and be proud of being a dope dealer, you know what I mean, be proud of that, you know. At the same time, the white man was building out here in California. They have, you know, state penitentiaries and the county jail and everything, but they had a phenomenon called privately owned prisons, private owned, where you could own you could buy stock in a private prison. You know what I mean? And the more you pack that prison, the more money you make. You know what I mean? So they figured out, let's push this gangster rap. Let's support it. Let's support this gangster rap. And at the same time, let's build these prisons for all these black youngsters who want to be a thug, want to be a gangster, want to be a killer, want to be a dope dealer, unapologetically a dope dealer. Let's go ahead and build these private prisons so we can make money on the record. We can build up these guys talking all this pimp talk and rob a killer's talk You know what I mean? We make money off that, and then we make money off the private prisons that, you know, and they got a private prison industry called a CCA, Correction Corporation of America, and they huge, you know, private prison, Correction Corporation of America, and it's another one, too. You know, I haven't looked at the, you know, statistics in a little while back, but, you know, Correction Corporation of America was big. They was in the private prison business, just not only in California, but all over the nation, you see to me. And you got all these young people talking about, you know, want to be a thug or want to be a gangster, you know what I mean? And these people making money. So it go to show how this, you know, how Shaitan schemes, and he wants the money. He makes money scheming, you know what I mean? And our people, a lot of our people are so unsophisticated, don't know. They think they know it all, and they're getting game running all over them, you know what I mean? And so this is the type of stuff we need to talk to these youngsters more, you know, more about, you know what I mean? All this stuff ain't no accident. It ain't no accident. No. So I'm going to let it go right there, but alhamdulillah, we just need to talk to these young people more. Talk to these young people more, you know, before they hurt themselves some more, you know, before they hurt themselves. All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Brother Amin. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
You know what time we close out tonight at 9:30? Our time?
Okay. All praise be to Allah. I know. Yeah, I know. You know, I know they owe us some time. I know they owe us some time because they've been shut down, and that ain't on us. So, we can roll as long as we want to.
Can I add something on what the brother just said?
Before the brother leave, I was just going to ask him. Just give us a little bit what he experienced with William Darity.
Yeah, okay. All praise be to Allah. Yeah. It was a fundraiser for these African American lawyers, young lawyers who are in school and doing things, and they had scholarships for them from $1,000. All the way up to $10,000, you know what I mean, for the young lawyers to help them, you know, help them get school and help them get established, you know. And
yes,
one of them lawyers was pretty conscious, you know, he invited Darity. Now, also, my daughter was saying that Darity, he says, when y'all bring me out there, y'all got to pay for bodyguards.
Right,
because
right.
Apparently he had been getting death threats and stuff like that. So he put that book out called From Here to Eternity, Reparations for African Americans in the 21st Century. You know,
right.
From Here to Eternity, Reparations for Black Americans in the 21st Century, you know. And he puts it out, and he talks about, hey, it's going to take $14 trillion to shrink this wealth gap. You see, look at the wealth gap. The wealth gap is really the key to it, you know what I mean? Because people might say, where do we start? Where do we start? You know, we don't know where to start. Who are we going to give the money to and all that stuff like that? Well,
Ashton's
focus on the wealth gap. You know,
right.
Where the average Caucasian family got about 10 or 15 to 20%, 20 times more wealth than the average African American. 15 times more wealth. So for every dollar we got, the Caucasian got $15. And so for every you know, 100, you know, 100,000, the Caucasians got like 1.5 million. You know, so they got, it's easy for them to say, okay, Charlie, you know, okay, Sam, you can go to college, you know, I'll spot you, or whatever, or your daughter getting married, and, you know, a daughter getting married, you know, you could bankroll their wedding, and then after that, you know, you can have her with a down payment on a house, you see what I mean?
Inheritance and all that stuff, yeah.
Inheritance, yes, absolutely. That's what it is. Inheriting wealth and everything. So focus on that wealth gap. If you want to explain what this reparation is saying about, zero in and learn as much as you can about the wealth gap and how it got that way for us, because all this lynching and castration and rape and murder and Ku Klux Klan and cross burning and all this stuff, you know what I mean? It comes all the way down to the wealth gap, you know what I mean? Where the Caucasian got 10 or 15 times more than us, you know, after all this time, you know, you see. So the wealth gap, study that and be able to talk to people about it. All this wealth stuff, gap. The GI Bill, where Darity was saying in one state, they have maybe like 100,000 people. Something like 100,000 people was on the GI Bill. Something like there's only two African Americans out of 100. You know what I mean? You know, so we got the short end of everything. This Caucasian, you know what I mean? He'll give a couple of us something. You know what I mean? So focus on the wealth gap and. Learn as much as you can in order to tell people, you know, we got to shrink that. And that's what a lot of this, this reparations is about. That's what it's about. You know what I mean? And the history proved it, you know. So Darity was there. He spoke about an hour. As a brother, him and a brother was on stage, and a brother interviewed him, asking about these things. And, you know, and Jerry, you know, he went right into it, explaining about the wealth gap and, reparations and and it's growing. It's got momentum. More and more people are understanding. More and more people have courage enough to speak out and to be optimistic, you know what I mean? Because, and the government is responsible, because the government is the one that was supposed to, protect the interests of the freed slaves, and the government was supposed to, follow the law. But in some cases,
that's the Constitution.
You know, like the government was, the government was taken over and was the government even got with the criminals, got with the.
Yeah,
you criminals and the Klan and all of them secret societies and all them conspiracies that they ran against us. So, yeah, you know, they can't stop this truth. They can't stop us from talking. You know what I mean? And it's only going to make people more and more curious. More and more curious.
Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, I'll leave it right there. I'll leave it right there.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, brother. Wa alaykum salam.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Pray, Mitchell. Go ahead, Rakeem.
You want to say something,
Rakeem? Rakeem, you want to say something? That's Rakeem. Okay. We'll turn it back over to you, to God, by the way.
Alhamdulillah. Yes. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Brother Muhammad, he's not on?
Yeah, Brother Muhammad, but he raised his hand.
Oh, okay. If he want to say a few words, I know he got something to say.
Yeah.
He knew how to come into the queue. But alhamdulillah.
Yeah, Brother Muhammad, you know how to raise his hand. He just,
you know how to raise his hand. Alhamdulillah. Allah done blessed us that where a whole lot of people done came through the prayer committee and came through the message of the son and it all came through blog talk and we got quite a few people that done studied with us, you know. And a lot of blessings, you know. And we just have to keep on being strong and fight for what we believe in, and tell the truth, you know. And these young folks, they are just like little baby, you know, they eating up everything. You know, what they don't like, they spit it out. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I was looking at the television the other day, and they got a little young African-American girl. She was about 7 or 8 years old. And they said that she's the smartest person that's in the world. Well, this is what they said on this program. But she was the smartest person that's in the world, you know. And she was African-American, you know. Math and a whole lot of other things that she just had mastered. She had mastered it, you know. So we just had to, inshallah, create this here field before we leave. To leave them with something to work out in. A wide open field for them to work out in. You know. We knocking down all these bushes. You know. And we are doing what Trump said he was gonna do, clean up the swamp. We cleaning up the swamp, you know.
Yeah.
And there ain't going to be too many ditches, you know, that they can fall off into. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And the group, Islamic, the Muslim, all praises due to Allah, brother. Allah done blessed us, man. Allah done blessed us. And even the Palestinians. They're getting the support, and because they're Muslims, and because of the inhumane thing that has been done to them.
Yes, sir.
You know, attention has been drawn to them, also just because of that, too. That's inhumane. You know, they're saying. Somebody been saying something?
I'm sorry. I got to put myself.
Oh, you made it back? Okay, alhamdulillah. Let me turn over to you, Brother Rocky.
That's not Rocky.
That's not him?
No, that was the.
Hameen. Rocky, you got something?
Oh, that was Hameen. Okay.
Yeah, that was my.
Alhamdulillah. Yes.
But he did have something to say before, and he went off. And
he went off. He
yeah, I know. Back. I thought that was him. But you said that was Brother Amin. Alhamdulillah. Yes. So we can see the blessing that Allah has given us, you know, it gonna pass, you know, this light, this what you call revelation that is coming, you know, Allah keep it on for a while for the believer, but eventually he cuts it off, you know, but we see what's going on, and we can see that Allah is rewarding the Muslim, you know, and you got people speaking out and saying good things about Muslim. I was looking at this lady who was talking about you know, that they encouraged her to read the Quran, and it's one of the hostages. And when she read that book, she was so impressed, and she was very outspoken, saying good things, you know, about God words, you know, and you know, she said she'd been misled. She'd been misled, and which that's the purpose of that lie. And that's the purpose that's what Satan said he's going to do. That's what Satan said he's going to do. He's going to show God that the human being is not worthy of being the Khalifa. He's not worthy of having or being given that high position, you know, over everybody. The angels had to bow down. And he asked Iblis to bow down. Iblis said, I can't bow down. I won't bow
down. He could do.
No. God said, what's the matter with you? And he asked, why is it you disobey me? And Satan said, because I'm better than he.
You know. Ain't that it? Yes, sir?
Yeah.
That's
how they think it. You know, I'm better than he. Yeah. You know, and that's when Allah put that curse on him.
Yes, sir.
You know. You know, he was he a lot to get you down from this high position.
Sure.
You know, and anybody that's following you, they're going to get the same curse, you know. And that was the origin. That was the beginning of Satan.
That's
Satan. Right. You know, and praise be to Allah. People ain't listening. I mean, they're looking, they're able to see, because we did a whole lot of teaching on Satan, and through doing all that teaching, many people see that Satan ain't got no power other than what the law say is the power that you give him.
That's the only
power he got, and the law said that I'm gonna make sure that you can't do nothing to my elite, you know, the people that obey me, you know. You ain't going to be able to hound them. You ain't be able to do nothing to them. You know, that's what Allah told Iblis, you know, Shaitan, you see. And brothers and sisters, we can't be saved. We can be a devil, but we can't be saved. Satan's somebody else said this in earlier, that Satan is he prays to God. He keeps up his prayer. You know. and Satan thing is to deceive. He hates the human being. He hates him. Just like the Ku Klux Klan hates you, Satan hates the human being. You know, but he can't do nothing about it. All that he can do is call you.
Yeah.
Now, if you come, it's going to be on you. But he can't do nothing about what Allah created. Allah created us. And Allah is the one that named us Muslim.
Yes, sir.
You know. Allah is the one that named us Muslim. And a Muslim is anybody or anything in creation that willingly submits its will to God. You know, that's the definition of a Muslim. Anything in creation that willingly submit its will to God, that's Muslim. You see, we in good shape. We in good shape, brothers and sisters. So we pray that Allah continue blessing us, and we got to keep on sharpening ourselves up, studying that Quran. You know, keep up prayer and giving charity, and Allah say He gonna bless you with the God. He gonna bless you with reward. You know, you ain't gonna be perfect, but you gonna strive for perfection. We're human beings. God didn't made us perfect. You know, matter of fact, we are human beings that God gave a free will to. You know, so we can disobey God or obey God. That's what the free will is about. You know, but like Jesus said, not my will be done, but God will be done. And he's saying that he submitted his will to God. You know. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we're going to turn it back over to you. And we came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
And we thank Allah for this wonderful night. Good coming together. Everything on time. We thank Allah for this blessed night. We covered a lot of things, and many things we covered were that the idea of us coming together will never get old. Us coming together and working together will never get old. We must come together. That's what it's all about. It's about putting human beings back together who've been divided. And once we come together, that comes to power. Because it has been us destroying each other. It's to kill the power that we all have together and weaken us. And so many people went into games, joined organizations to have some kind of power, have some kind of protection. We have that protection, and that protection is Almighty God alone and His prophets. That we come together and work together. This is what Satan is afraid of. He is afraid of that we going to work together. And working together means that his doom, the doom of himself, once we start working together, or herself. Because it's male and female that's causing this problem. So we want to get rid of all of the problem makers. But we can come together and see the beauty of this world that God has planted us in. It's a beautiful world. It's beautiful. But first, we got to get the snakes out of the garden. We got to release them, get rid of them, and let's have peaceful people that we live among. And then they won't study war no more. Christian already talking about singing the song, and we're not going to study war no more. And the only way they're going to stop studying war, get rid of that image. Get that image off their walls, out of their home, out of their cars, out of their church wall, out of the bathroom, out of their billfold, wherever they got that image at, get rid of it and worship God in spirit and truth. Then we'd be working towards some real peace on earth, and start telling the truth that there's no Santa Claus. There's no rabbit that lays no eggs. Just stop lying. Get rid of Satan as a liar. And like you say, he called, but we don't have to come. And once we stop coming to Satan, you're going to see a brand new world open up, a good world that God is already here. And there's a few minor adjustments, and this world can be everything that we want it to be. So all praise is due to Allah. So, Sujah, will you close us out? It's almost 9:30. Will you close us out, please, sir?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray. I mean.
A long way, but thank you, everybody. I'm going to pick up some Broad Talk radio station, and we're going to signs that I'm putting into all the masterheads and put it in all the locations of what we speak at. For people to have or work in touch with us and come on this show and voice their opinion on what's been said to them, what they think and how they feel. So we're going to get the world to come in and help us remove this. So thank you, everybody. May Allah bless us all. And we look forward. We pray that the radio, that Black Talk radio station be working tomorrow. Thank you. Aisha Long, my name's Tom.